前一阵子有弟兄问过一个问题。
A while back, a brother asked me a question.
他就问说好像是别的朋友问他的问题。
Friends ask him.
就是说比如说有两个学生。
There are two students.
他们在同时之间呢一个是基督徒，一个不是基督徒。
A Christian and a non-Christian.
然后那个他们同时在学业上面遇到了困难。
They have difficulties in their studies.
一个基督徒呢，那位基督徒他就祷告。
The Christian prayed.
然后那个不是基督徒呢，我不知道为什么，他就问他妈妈。
The one who is not a Christian asked his mother.
然后所以呢，那个信主的基督徒 ，OK， 后来那个困难解决了。
So the Christian, his difficulty was solved.
然后另外一个基督徒他问他妈妈，后来问题也解决了。
He asked the other one, I'm not a Christian. He asked his mother, and the problem was solved too.
然后他就问我说，这个信耶稣跟不信耶稣差别在哪里呢？
So he asked me to believe in Jesus and not to believe in Jesus. What's the difference?
因为他问题都解决了嘛。
The problems were all solved.
一个是祷告靠着耶稣。
One prayed and lean on the Lord.
然后一个靠着妈妈。
And one lean on his mom.
都解决了。
They were all solved.
所以不过我先要提醒一下，就是有些事情妈妈也不能解决，对不对？
I would remind you that some things your mom cannot solve for you.
但是我希望借着这个问题哈，我们来思想一下，我们信耶稣，我们信心的果效在哪？
Using this problem, we'll share what the fruit of our faith is.
那这个基督徒呢，他经过祷告，经过主的恩典，他有什么不同？
This believer, this Christian, he went through God's, the Lord's grace, and what is the difference?
我们请看一下马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章二十四到二十六。
Matthew 16:24-26.
马太福音十六章二十四到二十六。
Matthew.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it.But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
请注意这边好，他讲到生命的话，中文的生命都是讲到魂。
Please pay attention. The life means the soul.
要救魂的生命呢，就丧掉魂生命；丧掉魂生命呢，就得到魂生命。
One who desires to save his own soul life will lose it, and one who lose his own soul life for Christ's sake will gain it.
然后这边全世界呢都不能换我们的那个魂的生命。
That whole world cannot exchange our soul life.
我们再请看一处彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章在圣经的后面啊。
First Peter in the back of the Bible.
彼得前书第一章六到九节
verse 6-9
因此你们是彼得前书第一章六到九因此你们是大有喜乐但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁叫你们的信心既被试验就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵你们虽然没有见过他却是爱他如今虽不得看见却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐并且得着你们信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩
wherein ye greatly rejoice though now for a season if need be you are in heaviness though manifold temptations that the trial of your faith being much more precious than the of gold that perish though it be tried with fire might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ whom having not seen ye love in whom though now you see him notYet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
所以弟兄姊妹， 信心，我们讲我们信耶稣的，我们当然要讲信心，要信我们的。
Brothers and sisters, when we say we believe in the Lord, we have faith. The faith is in our Lord.
但信心会被试验。
But your faith will be trialed.
神会放在百般的试炼当中试验我们的信心。
The Lord will give us to, will put us in test to test our faith.
但是在彼得这边讲到，他说啊，我们信心的结果是什么呢？
What is the result of our faith?
其实说信心产生一个果效，就是魂的救恩。
The trial of our faith is, it has a result. It's the salvation of our souls.
就是中文写灵魂的救恩，就是魂的救恩。
It's the salvation of your soul.
Okay.
Soul life.
好，我们再一同有一点点祷告，一点点祷告。
We have another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们来到你面前。
Lord Jesus, we come before you.
啊，我们每次都感觉，是吧？我们是一个贫穷的器皿。
So we always feel we are.For a vessel.
我们实在觉得主啊，你的自己和你的工作是何等的奇妙，超过我们言语所能够描述。
Lord, yourself and your work, it's so wonderful and beyond what we can say of.
但是同时之间，我们又在经历你这奇妙的作为在我们的身上。
But at the same time, we experience your work in our life.
今天让我们再次听见你向我们说话。
Lord, today we'll hear again you speaking to us.
祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name,
Amen. Amen. 所以弟兄姊妹哈，很多时候呢，我们讲到信心。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we talk about faith.
我们讲到信心的果效的时候呢，我们通常会想到外面的事情。
Many times when we say the result, the trial of our faith, we talk about outside things.
我们讲到说我们信耶稣，我们信心，所以我工作得到了。
Because we have the faith, we believe in Jesus, so I have my job.
我信心，所以我的病好了。
I have faith, so my illness is healed.
但是在彼得在这边的感觉里面呢，当我们信心过后呢，有一个魂的拯救的果效。
But Peter here said that when after our faith.When we use our faith, there is a result, and that result is our salvation of our soul.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们想一想，当我们信耶稣得救的时候
，Brothers and sisters, think about when you believe in Jesus and you've been saved.
神的确很多时候看顾我们一切的大事跟小事情。
Indeed, the Lord takes care of our little things and big things.
有时候我们信主之前，我们真的遇到困难的事情。
Indeed, that what before we believe in Jesus, we have difficulties.
有时候家庭的难处、工作的难处、学业的难处。
Difficulties in your family, in your work, in your studies.
的确，神都看重这些事。
Indeed, the Lord holds important these things.
但是当他在拯救我们的时候呢
？But when He is saving us,
他所看见的还不只是在外面这些发生的事情而已。
What He sees is not just the things that are happening on the outside.
他心中最宝贵的呢，是我们这个人的生命真的得到拯救。
What is most precious to him that our life is indeed saved.
他的确可以给我们一个工作。
He can indeed give us a job.
他可以叫我们生病得医治。
That we can get well from our sickness.
但是在他里面感觉里面，所有这些事情呢，比不上我们这个人这个生命灵魂得到拯救。
But in God, there's nothing more important to him that our soul.Our spirit and soul has been saved.
那我们也看过一个一些例子。
We have some examples.
有位姊妹呢，她原来眼睛慢慢要失明了。
A sister whose eyes were gradually getting blind.
她找了各样的那个各样的宗教、各样的方式来医治她。
She tried religions and all sorts of methods to come to heal her.
然后里面非常的苦。
She was much sorrow inside.
直到她遇见了耶稣。
Until she met Jesus.
她灵魂得到拯救。
She was saved.
然后她的眼睛没有得到医治。
Her eyes were not healed.
但是她的里面的灵魂啊得到医治。
But in her, her spirit and was some being.Healed.
所以我们就要问啊，到底宝贵的事情对主来讲是什么呢
？So what is important to the Lord?
是不是一定要把他的眼睛医治好才是对的呢
？Is it to heal her eyes that is right?
那但是对这个姊妹来讲， 他这个人的生命呢，得到主的拯救，那个是最宝贵。
But to the sister that her life has been saved by the Lord, that is the most precious.
我们刚刚读到那个马太福音，他说在主的感觉里面，全世界呢都比不上我们的生命那么宝贵。
We read Matthew that in God's eyes, the whole world is not comparable to our life.
所以对神来讲，好像你全世界都拿走，但是都比不上他要他看重的那个生命。
To God, even you take away the whole world, it's not comparable to that life.
所以所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在就是我们信主之后呢，我们的一些想法跟观念也需要求主让我们能够转过来。
Brothers and sisters, after we believe in the Lord, how we think about things, our concept needs to be turned around.
没有错，那个神是看重我们周遭所经历的环境各样的难处。
Indeed, the Lord sees what we go through, all the difficulties.
但是在这些难处的后面呢，神有一个更美好的目的。
But in all these difficulties, behind that, God has an even better purpose.
他叫我们这个人呢，里面真的得到拯救。
That inside us, this person truly is saved.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我这个要讲的平衡就是，如果我们一直只注重外面的事情。
I need to have a balance. If we only emphasize on the outside,
我们就看每次想到主呢，就想到我这个问题、那个问题、环境上各样的难处。
When we think about the Lord, we only think about all the outside circumstances, all the difficulties that we're facing.
然后我们所有祈求祷告的内容呢，都是主啊，帮我解决这个，给我那个，给我这个等等。
All that we pray for is that Lord, you know, you solve my problem and give me this and that.
一方面主的确重视这些事。
On one hand, the Lord does hold this important?
但是同时之间呢，如果我们只停留在这个阶段，就很像拜拜一样。
At the same time, if we only stay there, it's like just like people worshiping idols.
因为我们就只是看说，哎呀，这个我们的主信的主到底灵不灵啊？这个事情灵不灵？这个事情能不能解决？我们只看这些事情。
And we only see that, oh, the Lord that we believe in, is He really real? You know, does this thing work or not?Is the problem solved?
但是我们可能错过了那个信心的果效，就是我们魂的救恩。
That we miss that result of the faith, that is the salvation of our souls.
对，很多时候我们人生里面找不到安息。
Many times our life we cannot find rest.
我们心中何等的忧愁。
We are very sorrowful within.
所以神要把我们从忧愁当中拯救出来。
So the Lord wants to deliver us from our sorrows.
对，我前阵子可能我想提过一件事情。
I may have mentioned.
就是说，当我们人生经过了七八十年之后呢，我们许多的这些面对死亡的人，心中还是没有安息。
That after all 70, 80 years, when we go to going to death, through death, we do not have that rest in us.
所以，就是我心中深深有感觉哈，我奋斗了七八十年，人生奋斗七八十年，最后的结果还是没有安息。
That I have fought all these 70, 80 years, but at the end of my life, there is still no rest in me.
所以神要把我们从那个当中拯救出来。
So God wants to save us, to deliver us from that.
所以当那个姊妹她那个她感觉她。那个眼睛要瞎了之后，她里面没有安息。
So when the sister felt that her eyes were going blind, and within her there was no rest.
里面非常的苦毒。
She has bitterness.
她没有办法面对她的人生。
She could not face her life.
但是神把她从那个光景里面拯救出来。
But the Lord saved her from that circumstance, from that condition.
让她的人生从此之后呢，里面能够平静安稳。
That in her life, from then on, there will be rest.
虽然外面的眼睛看不见，
Even though her eyes cannot see,
但是里面的眼睛被打开了。
But inwardly her eyes have been opened.
过去好像怎么求各样的事情，里面那么的受压。
In the past she was being so oppressed within and asking for a lot of things.
但是主呢，把她从当中把她拯救出来。
But the Lord saved her from that.
她在主里面能够安息，能够看见主的恩典。带领他走每一步的路。
She was able to rest in the Lord and to see the grace that the Lord is seeing her through.
对，有的时候我们这个人都是很自私的。
Oftentimes we are very selfish.
然后我们想的事情都是想着自己。
We all think about ourselves.
神就是要借着环境呢，叫我们这个人更多认识自己。
God uses circumstances to make us see more of ourselves.
叫我们不再只是爱自己而已。
That we no longer only love ourselves.
我们开始有神的慈爱在我们心中能够涌流出来。
We have God's loving kindness flowing through us.
实在太多了。
There is a lot.
我们过去是虚空的人。
We are a person filled with emptiness.
但是认识主之后，他把我们带进他生命的丰富里面。
But after we know the Lord, He brought us, He brings us into His fullness.
弟兄姊妹，这个是活的救恩。
This is the salvation of our soul.
在神的眼光里面，他所看见的还不只是外面考试、工作、小孩这些麻烦事情。
In God's eyes, He's not seeing the outside all the all your work and the kids, everything.
他所要做的是一个更大更难的事。
What He's doing is a more difficult thing.
把我们从那个黑暗低落的光景里面拯救到他的丰富光明里。
To save us from the darkness into His light.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，很多事情我们好像经过了，就是事情也解决了。
Maybe we have been through some things and it's been solved.
但是如果我们经过这些事情，我们的这个人哈没有改变。
If we went through these things and as a person we didn't change.
事情解决了，但是我们魂没有得救。
The problem has been solved, but our soul has not been saved.
那个叫做白白浪费主的恩典。
That you have wasted God's grace.
因为神给你给我们这个事情呢，就是叫我们凭着信，在信心当中，我们的魂能够得救。
Because God gave us the circumstance that by faith and faith we can our souls can be saved.
所以我在说，我们那个有的时候。面对那个事情的想法跟观念，我们需要被主稍微更新一下。
So I say when we face all these circumstances, our concept of before the Lord has to be changed.
所以之前那个靠着妈妈把问题解决的人。
So the person who relied on his mom to solve his problem.
是，也许他在这过程当中，哎呀，很忧愁。
Maybe in the process he was very sorrowful.
啊，也许他没有把握。
He has no assurance.
啊，现在好不容易妈妈给他解决了。
So the mom solved it.
那下次碰到事情呢，还是一样。
Next time when he see the same thing, it'll be the same.
但这个能够靠经过主的恩典呢，能够经过，那个他不一样。
But this person who relied on the Lord and has His grace, this person is different.
也许他刚开始他没有把握。
Maybe he doesn't have the assurance in the beginning.
但是当他心中仰望主，他发现他里面有。属天的确据。
Well, when his hope is in the Lord, he knows that he has this heavenly assurance.
然后在这个事情里面，他看见神的恩典是够他用。
In this matter, he sees that the Lord's grace is sufficient for him.
在这个过程里面呢，他发现神是他的智慧。
And in the process, he finds that the Lord is his wisdom.
那经过这些事情呢，他里面的生命被丰富起来。
That through all these, his life is more abundant.
但我再说啊，这个很多事情。我在来到美国以后，从来没有一件事情是我妈妈帮我解决，所以都是我们要靠神。
After I came to the States, no problem of mine was solved by my mom. We have to rely on the Lord.
我们的里面，我们的外面，都是主给我们拯救。
Inwardly and outwardly, the Lord saved us.
在这件事情上面啊，我希望试着用那个红海的经历呢，让我们能够体会一下。
I hope to use the experience of the.Crossing of the Red Sea, we can feel it.
我们先看一下《哥林多前书》第十章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
哥林多前书第十章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候。总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
There had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it.
所以我们在任何的试探、试炼的当中呢，都是能够受的。
That in temptation and trials we are able to bear it.
并且呢，都神都一定开一条出路。
God will surely open up a way.
好，我们再请翻到那个出埃及第十四章。
Exodus chapter 14.
我可能不仔细念哈。
I will not read everything.
出埃及记第十四章的第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
我先念一到三哈。耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你吩咐以色列人转回安营，在比哈西路前密夺河海的中间， 对着巴利喜芬靠近海边安营，法老必说以色列人在地中绕迷了，旷野把他们困住了。
And the Lord spake unto Moses saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Sahirah between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, and the wilderness has shut them in.
这第四节我不仔细念，神是说要在法老和全军身上叫神自己的荣耀。
That verse 4 says that before Pharaoh and his people, his army, the Lord will have the glory. Will be honored.
我其实假设弟兄姊妹很熟悉这一段，就是说当那个以色列人被摩西神借着摩西带领以色列人大概有200万人离开埃及。
When God through Moses let the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后神在埃及行了10个灾，很大的神迹。
There were 10 plagues in Egypt.
然后法老就放人了。
And Pharaoh let them go.
然后放人之后，他们就离开埃及。
So they left Egypt.
然后在刚开始的时候呢，有一次其实神已经可以把他们直接带进旷野去。
In the beginning, there was a time where the Lord can lead them just through to the wilderness.
但是很奇怪，神故意叫他们再转回来。
But the Lord purposely asked them to turn back.
其实也不是奇怪，神就是神怕他们看见打仗，所以故意叫他们先避过打仗转回来。
The Lord knows that did not want them to see the battle, so he purposefully asked them to return.
但是同时之间也把他们带到红海一个绝路。
At the same time, leading them to the Red Sea.
然后这个时候呢，法老后悔了。
And this time the Pharaoh regrets it.
他就预备了那个最精锐的他的军兵呢，那个去追。
So he got his best army to go follow them.
对，所以你会发现那个以色列人呢，后面是红海，前面是追兵，那他们好像放在一个没有办法逃脱的一个环境。
So behind them is the Red Sea, and before them is the army of Egypt.
然后连法老都说：“哎呀，他们真是傻瓜，那个自己迷路跑到那边给我抓。”
Even Pharaoh feel that they are so stupid. They go there and now they are stuck.
所以当在那个第十节的时候，14章第10节的时候
，In verse 10,
当以色列人看见追兵接近。
When the children of Israel see that the army were drawing nigh,
他们很惧怕。
They are frightened.
他们就第十一节，他们就开始抱怨。
They start to murmur.
他们就说：“哎呀，摩西啊，难道埃及没有坟墓埋葬我们吗？你一定要让我们死在旷野，死在没有坟墓的地方吗？”
They said to Moses that because there were no graves in Egypt, that you have taken us away to die in this wilderness.
所以后来就是摩西伸杖呢，叫海水分开了。
So Moses lifted the rod, the staff, and the Red Sea parted.
好，他们就被带领经过红海。
And they were led to walk through the Red Sea.
当法老的精锐部队也下红海的时候
，When the army went into the sea,
水就合起来了。
The sea covered.
然后这些追兵全部都埋葬在那个海里面。
And the armies were buried in the sea.
然后到了十五章的时候，你就会看见摩西带着以色列人有一个很长、很美丽的赞美。
And you see that in chapter 15, Moses led the Israelites in a long praise.
所以什么是红海的经历
？What is the experience of the Red Sea?
就是神把我们呢，第一个就是神是主动的引导我们。
First thing is God initiated.And led us into the circumstances.
然后他在环境里面安排这些环境。
That he prepared all these circumstances.
但很稀奇的，他在安排环境的时候，把我们带到绝路。
But amazingly, while preparing the circumstances, he led us to a dead end.
然后同时之间呢，你发现还有仇敌的攻击。
And at the same time, there's the attack from the enemy.
然后神要以色列人呢学信心的功课。
And the Lord wants the Israelites to learn the lesson of faith.
到了最后的时候呢，神为他们开了一条出路。
At the very end, God make an escape for them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们发现哈，在环境当中所有的安排都是神的带领。
Brothers and sisters, we see that in circumstances, every arrangement is the Lord's leading.
当他在安排的时候呢，他要我们学信心的功课。
When he is arranging, he wants us to learn the lesson of faith.
目的要我们得着魂的救恩。
The purpose is for our salvation of our soul. His arrangement is according to what we can bear.
有些弟兄姊妹他们喜欢用一个比方,
brothers and sisters like to use an example.
就是当我们, 家里有小 baby 的时候,
when we have little babies,
那个父母亲要喂奶,
when they're going to feed the baby,
要测温那个奶的温度,
they have to test the milk temperature.
对,他们通常都把那个牛奶放到那个手腕上最
皮肤最敏感的地方, dip a little bit on their wrist,
然后知道那个温度是合不合适,
if the temperature is suitable,
太烫的话呢, 就知道还不能喂,
if it's too hot, then they cannot feed the baby,
如果合适的话呢, 就能够喂给这个孩子,
if it's suitable, then they can give the baby the milk.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们所有的环境都是神精准量过的,
so brothers and sisters, all our circumstances has been arranged with precision by the Lord.
都不是偶然的,
it's not by coincidence.
为什么这个找不到工作?
Why you cannot find a job?
不是偶然的.
This is not coincidence.
为什么会生病?
Why do you get sick?
也不是偶然的.
It is not by coincidence.
为什么碰到这个这么坏的老板?
Why do you have such a bad boss?
也不是偶然的.
It is also not by coincidence.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当我们认识 环境是神掌管的时候呢,
when we know that the Lord is in control of all these circumstances,
你会发现神就是借着环境向我们说话,
that the Lord through these circumstances speaks to us,
我们看见是神在那边掌管,
that we see that He is in control,
那我们心中就要服得下来,
and our heart we have to submit,
因为是神在掌管,
because the Lord is in control.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这个你要记得哦, 他的意念高过我们的意念,
brothers and sisters, you have to remember that His thoughts is higher than our thoughts,
他的道路高过我们的道路,
and His ways higher than our ways.
神的那个神的引导连仇敌都看不懂,
the Lord's leading is puzzling to the enemy.
法老还在那边笑, 哈哈, 这个你们自己, 走错路了,
Pharaoh is still laughing, you guys go the wrong way.
有时候世人看我们基督徒, 哎呀, 你们这个走的路, 走错路了,
and people of the world say, oh, you Christians, you walk the wrong way.
但是弟兄姊妹, 神的引导呢, 不会错,
but brothers and sisters, the Lord's leading is, will not be wrong,
because
His ways is higher than our ways.
We have to see
that all circumstances is led by our Lord.
当神在引导的时候,
when God is leading, you have an experience.
神要把人引到尽头,
the Lord is leading us to a dead end.
好像引到那个绝路,
there is a dead end there.
弟兄姊妹, 如果等一下讲到我一些见证,
I'll share with you some of my testimony.
我跟一些弟兄姊妹讲啊, 我的那个, 我信主就这么短,
I come to know the just these few years.
我经历就这么多,
I've only so much experiences.
所以有时候讲经历又讲了一次又重复再讲,
I may have repeated some of my experiences,
但是这些都是宝贵的经历,
but these are all precious experiences.
所以我们必须要有被带到尽头的经历,
we have to have this experience that we have been brought to the end.
很多时候啊, 神是用环境, 带我们到环境的尽头,
many times the Lord used the circumstances and bring us to the end of the circumstances.
就像在那个, 红海边一样,
just like by the Red Sea.
有人形容它那个地形可能就像一个口袋,
maybe the
像个 pocket.
Oh, the place there, it's like a pocket.
对,很可能两边出不去,
like you can't go on either side.
然后背后是那个海,
behind you is the sea.
然后现在仇敌又把最后那一面把它封起来,
and the enemy has sealed off the last side.
好像四面受敌, 没有出路,
you're surrounded by your enemies and you have no way out.
但弟兄姊妹, 当神这样子安排的时候,
when the Lord does arrange,
他后面记得有更高的目的,
that behind us is a higher purpose.
我记得, 可能大家听很多次, 我那个, 反正, 有一阵子找不到工作,
at a time I was not able to find a job,
就在家里蹲,
I was just sitting at home.
所以有时候每天, 每天起床,
when I wake up in the morning,
我就好像在鸟笼里面一样,
I was like in a bird cage,
就好像被, 被困住了,
I was being trapped.
对对对, 就好像没有出路, 好像, 也养不起家, 也养不起家里, 又没有买, 好好买保险等等, 又不能这个, 成为一家之主，成为家中的供应。
I could not provide for my family, and we couldn't have insurance, and I couldn't provide for them.
所以感觉好像被放在一个绝境里面。
As if I was put into an end.
但我们家还有其他收入，就是。
Of course, we have other income in our household.
但对我个人来讲，我感觉好像。坐困愁城，这个好像就被放在绝境里面。
But to me personally, I was being trapped there in the dead end.
弟兄姊妹，有时候你碰到这个比较坏的老板。
Brothers and sisters, when you have a bad boss.
对，每天不得已还要上班，还要看他的脸。
You have no choice but to go to work and see his face.
对，你就好像被放在一个绝境里面。
As if you are being put in a dead end.
OK, 你们有的人可能。要写 paper.
Maybe so you have to do, write papers.
以后如果要写 paper, 反正写 paper 写不出来也是绝境。
Maybe you cannot write, you cannot finish the paper, that is also a dead end.
对，想了老半天，这个想就是没有东西。
You think and think for a long time, you just have nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些好像是一个环境神所安排的绝境。
These are like circumstances, like a dead end that the Lord has arranged.
但你会发现神借着这些环境呢把我们这个人也带到绝境。
But you know that God through these circumstances bring us the persons to a dead end.
我勉强分两种啊，比如人的绝境有坏的，有好的。
I'll just put it in two. The dead end can be good and bad.
OK, 就是人的坏的方面的绝境。
A bad dead end.
比如说犯罪。
If you sin.
比如说你有一些我们有一些捆绑。
You have some bondage.
诗歌，我记得诗歌有一首，他是这样唱说：“我真的犯罪犯到厌倦。”
The hymn said that I have sinned to I'm sick of it.
对啊，然后我这个捆绑，每次一捆绑，然后之后我就祷告主。
And this bondage, every time I've been in bondage, I pray to the Lord.
主啊，帮助我脱离这个捆绑。
And Lord, help me to get out of this bondage.
然后第二天又是捆绑。
And the next day is still the bondage there.
然后又是捆绑。
Again and again.
然后我又跟主认罪。
And I pray to the Lord and confess my sin.
然后又犯。
And I sin again.
弟兄姊妹，这个是人的绝境。
This is a man's end.
这个。我有好一阵子啊，每次这边看上网，这是我的捆绑。
For a period of time, I have always gone online, and that's my bondage.
对，我是很诚实跟弟兄姊妹讲，这个人都有软弱。
Honestly, all of us have our weakness.
每次睡觉前好像不看一下睡不着。
Before I go to bed, I have to go on the web. If not, then I cannot sleep.
然后都已经很晚了，又看一看，然后一看又看了好久。
It's very late already, and once I go online, it will be a while.
然后莫名其妙，为什么要牺牲睡觉时间看这种无聊的东西？
Why do I want to sacrifice my sleep time for all these nonsense?
然后又向主认罪。
And I confess my sin to the Lord.
然后第二天又忍不住又拿起来看。
And the second day I can't help it, I go online again.
哇，一年多的时间。
For about a year.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神把我们带到绝境的时候
So brothers and sisters, when the Lord brings us to our end,
他但细节我不讲了神后来好好管教了一下
He will discipline us
让我们认识自己我们会碰到尽头的
That we know ourselves that we will come to our end
但他要带我们出来
But he will bring us out
现在我讲一下那个人的尽头在好的方面就人的好的方面会被带到尽头
That man's good ways can be brought to an end
其实严格来讲只要人的东西在神面前都是坏的了
But strictly speaking, whatever is out of man is all bad in the eyes of God.
但是我等下形容一下你们应该会懂得我意思。
If I describe it, you know what I'm trying to say.
有个弟兄有年长弟兄他提到一件事情他说人的魂是有形状的。
A brother said, a man's soul has form.
也就是说我们里面这个人我这个魂就是我这个人。
Soul is me, this person.
他有一些是强的地方。
Some strong.
有一些是突出的地方。
Some are very obvious.
这些东西呢，神都要雕刻它。
The Lord is going to carve it.
对，我自己从小呢，脾气就很好。
From a very young age, I have a very good temper.
所以这个叫好的地方。
This is the good part.
我也不晓得为什么，反正可能OK， 所以我很奇怪，就是反正比如说到了初中的时候，
in middle school，
有一次要选那什么三好学生，模范学生，他叫模范学生。然后那个全校选举
the whole school competition，
我那时候班上当然是成绩是比较好的啦。
Of course, my schoolwork was very good.
我自己也觉得奇怪，我们班最后那几年老是跑出去帮我拉票。
Those who are at the very end of the academic group will go out and get some votes for me.
对，我也不晓得为什么，后来就选上了。
I don't know why, but I was being chosen.
然后后来一直念书嘛，我的感觉就是好像班上总是公认我是全班脾气最好的人。
And you know, as I continue my studies, my class always acknowledge that I have a very good temper.
然后到了大学的时候，有一次有一个同学很感叹的跟我说。
In college, my friend told me.
他说啊，这个马某某啊，我觉得。你真的像一团棉花。
I feel you're just like you really like a ball of cotton.
我们外面怎么打呢？好像都是一团棉花，打不动。
However, we find on the outside it's just like a ball of cotton that cannot be stopped.
所以后来对啊，弟兄姊妹，我想有的人就说，哎呀，默默啊，你这个脾气真好。
Well, you have such a good temper.
对，那刚开始我就说，哎呀。没有啦，没有啦。其实心里就是说很好，对啦，对啦。
In the beginning, I said, "Oh, no, no, you know, but I feel so good about it."
所以，弟兄姊妹，但是神把我带到婚姻里面。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord brought me into marriage.
所以，单身弟兄姊妹，你们都很想进入婚姻嘛
？Brothers and sisters, you all want to go into marriage.
我婚姻很好。
Marriage is very good.
因为他很快就把你带到尽头了。
It will bring you to your end very soon.
所以我记得进入婚姻之后，有了小孩之后，这些情况不一样。
When I enter into marriage and after we have kids, these situations are different.
神就开始安排环境。
The Lord arranged all the circumstances.
哇，这种人的这里面的那个怒气呢，是慢慢累积的。
The anger in a man is accumulated.
有时候碰到这个事情、那个事情，然后慢慢就累积在一起。
And this and that will all accumulate.
然后我脾气要很好，对不对
？I have a very good temper.
所以绝对不能随便发出来。
So I cannot lose my temper.
所以很多时候在我的房间里面，我感觉那个整个房间充满了怒气。
Sometimes in my room, I feel that the whole room is full of anger.
有时候超过那个极限的时候就言语上就爆出来。
And sometimes beyond me, and then I would just let it out in my words.
那有些弟兄姊妹听我讲过，教我的小孩数学。
Brothers and sisters, I've heard this before. I teach my kid math.
我是爸爸，这个爸爸一定要做好榜样，这个好好的，很有耐心的教他。
As a father, I have to be a good example and be very patient when I teach him.
那我记得有一次教他减法。
One time I taught him subtraction.
我已经教会了，借位置都教会了。
He already know.
Borrow 那个。
Oh, to borrow the
tenth digit.
Oh, this is.
然后，但是过了一个月之后，他突然又不会了。
But after a month, suddenly he forgot how to do it.
哎呀，怎么又不会？然后我就耐心的教他。
So I said, "Oh, how can you do it? Okay, I'll teach you patiently."
小孩子又哎呀，爱学不学。
And my kids just oh I want to learn oh no you know
那天我真的爆炸
and that day I burst
我们才从台湾买了那个爱的小手
we purchased the loving hands from Taiwan
对这个消音一下就是那个打小孩的东西那个
it's something you hit the child with
然后所以那天我拿起那个棍拿起那个爱的小手
so I hold that the hand of love that
oh, 我还有点控制我没有直接揍人
I was in control I didn't really just hit him
打旁边那个枕头
I hit the pillow on the side
然后拼命打打打打打打
I used all my strength to hit that pillow
然后后来那根就被打断了
and the stick was broken
哎呀那天我小孩在旁边都吓呆了。
My kid was just he was just frightened.
啊，后来我想，哎呀，我这几十年的好脾气怎么是这个样子？
All these years, my good temper, how can this be?
我就跟我的儿子跟我小孩道歉。
So I apologized to my son.
所以那天我跟主讲说，怎么会这样子啊？
So I asked the Lord, how come this way?
我不是脾气最好的人吗？
Aren't I the best person, best temper?
所以弟兄姊妹，其实那天我被带到绝境。
But brothers and sisters, that day I was brought to my end.
对我这个人来讲，我好像被破碎。
And to me, as this person, I was being broken.
过去我觉得最好的方面呢，今天神迹的环境已经把它显露出来。
Even the best in me, the Lord has used circumstances to reveal it.
人的最好有它的极限。
Man's best has its limit.
我不晓得我后来怎么脱落的，我很难形容。
I do not know how I was able to get out of that, and it's hard for me to describe.
可能这方面要请我的家人来帮我打个分数，看这几年有没有比较进步。
Maybe I have to ask my family to see whether I have improved these few years.
不过在那个之后，我心中有一种感觉哈。
After that, I have this sense in me.
我们愿意用一种不一样的图画。
We want to use a different draw picture.
就是说，当我们开船的时候，前面有个礁石。
That when we are going ahead in our ship, there is a
礁石就是石头，没关系，海里有个石头，对。那当你这个开到礁石的时候，你可以被击沉，被打破击沉的。
You can be broken when you hit it.
但是之后我总是有感觉哈。碰到礁石的时候，有一个水把它浮起来。
Afterwards, I always feel that when I come to the rock, I have the water will just lift me up.
好像有一些的环境还在那边。
The circumstances were still there.
但似乎里面有一个胜过、高过他的生命，能够好像把我浮起来。
But within there is a life that is above that is lifting me up.
所以感谢主，后来教了乘法、除法，好像都没有发生这种事情。
When I teach him subtraction and division, nothing like the past happened.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的好的、坏的，你会发现神要借着环境把我们带到尽头。
Whether all good or all bad, the Lord will bring us through circumstances, bring us to our end.
那经过这些情形的时候，你会发现，哎，神在我们身上开始做奇妙的工作。
That through all these, the Lord is working amazing things in our lives.
当我们被击碎、击倒的时候呢，神的生命就在我们身上出来。
They have been broken, the Lord's life can come through.
我是学电脑。
I'm learned computer science.
对，我在某些方面技术普通啦，但某些方面比较厉害。
In certain areas, my Chinese are just so-so, and some are pretty good.
对，我厉害的地方可能是那种明白系统之后，在当中找问题、找出答案等等。
What I'm good at is when I know the system, I'm able to find out what the problem is.
所以
and the answer.
所以我这最后讲小机器，以后就不讲了。
Lastly, I'll speak about the little computer, little machines. I want to speak about that later.
对，我已经半年没做，但是神会继续带领我。有其他经历。
I have not done it for half a year, but the Lord will lead me into other experiences.
所以那个时候，我们预备要把我们公司所有店里面那个付账的机器全部换掉。
We were at that time, we were going to change all the payment machines in the stores.
所以我是那时候负责把它整合的人。
I was the one that was to put all these together.
已经所以靠着我的技术可以把它整合进来也不错了。
With my technique to actually to put it together, that's pretty good.
所以那个时候呢，已经差不多可以了，已经开始放在明尼苏达的店里面。
It was usable, so we put it in the stores in Minnesota.
然后那个星期呢，他们把一大批呢寄到加州去。
So that week they sent a batch to California.
然后马上就要安装了。
And they were going to put it together.
在礼拜三的时候呢，他们跟我汇报了一个问题。
On Wednesday, they reported a problem to me.
哇，我一看到那个问题，我就吓呆了。
I saw the problem and I was stunned.
因为我以前在实验室的环境里面看过这个问题。
In a research, in the lab, I've seen this problem.
那个时候，我相信，我觉得是环境的跟店里环境不同，所以才造成这种问题。
I feel that at that time, I feel that because the environment is different from that in the store, so there's a problem in the lab.
对，那个时候我花了几天的时间，找不到解答。
I used a few days, but I still can't find an answer.
那我就一厢情愿说，哎呀，这个在放到店里面不会有这种问题的。
So I just feel, oh, you know, if I put it in a store, that won't be such a problem.
所以他们星期三报告的时候说。有一个情况，我一看就是那个问题。
So on Wednesday they reported that problem and I see it, it was that problem.
我还不敢，我还不愿意相信啊。
I didn't want to believe it.
然后当礼拜四他们有一些细节过来的时候呢，我一看真的是那个问题。
On Thursday when they sent me some details, indeed it was that problem.
哇，那天，我一直查到礼拜四晚上。
And I spent the whole day looking at it.
我确定了是那个问题。
I confirmed it was that problem.
我跟主祷告。
I prayed to the Lord.
主啊，我那个时候花了好多天的时间，我找不到答案的。
I said, Lord, I spent so many days and yet I still couldn't find the answer.
但是他们过两天就要装了。
But in a couple of days, they're going to put this all together.
然后我明天就要告诉他们这问题可不可以解决。
And tomorrow I have to tell them if I can solve this problem.
如果这问题不能解决呢？全部全盘报废。
It cannot be solved, then everything will
全部都要 give up、这个。
You have to give up the whole project.
对，所以哇，那天我真的睡不着觉。
So I couldn't sleep that night.
然后我很少这样子睡不着觉。
And there are very few times that I couldn't sleep.
我那天真的想说，哎呀，这个事情真的很大。
And I say this is a big problem.
然后我跟主，我一直祷告说怎么办啊？
So I pray to the Lord, what am I going to do?
所以我纵然有所谓，也许我在某一些方面有一些高超的技术。
Maybe I'm very good skills and at certain areas.
但是神借着环境把人带到尽头。
But the Lord used circumstances to bring men to an end.
其实环境是尽头，其实我人也到了尽头了。
So circumstances and person, me, I have come to an end.
因为我睡不着觉。
Because I couldn't sleep.
然后祷告的时候，突然神给我一个感觉。
When I pray, all of a sudden the Lord gave me the sense.
他说我会为你开路。
That I will make a way for you.
我会帮助你。
I will help you.
然后我就问主说，主啊，这是不是我自己胡思乱想出来的
？I said, Lord, did I just think about it myself?
因为我太想解决了，所以我胡思乱想。
Because I really want to solve this problem, I was just, you know, just dreaming.
所以我说主啊，你容许我恭敬的再问一次，然后再问两次，再问三次。每一次我都感觉是很平安的。
Allow me to ask the second time and the third time, and each time I have this peace in my heart.
我说好吧，主，既然你这样说，我信。
I said, okay, Lord, since you said it, I believe.
然后之后我就睡着了。
And I fell asleep after that.
我觉得很稀奇。
It's amazing.
所以这实在是一个我可以做见证。
I can testify.
有时候环境上面的红海还没有开路。
That even though in circumstance, the Red Sea has not opened up.
但是神已经在我们心里面，那个红海已经开路。
But the Lord has already opened a way in our hearts, that Red Sea in our hearts.
能够安息睡着。
That we can rest and sleep.
所以礼拜五早上的时候，我到了公司。
So Friday morning when I went to my office.
啊，我真是，主啊，你与我同在。
Lord, you are with me.
那打电脑的时候，身体还感觉还有点微微发抖。
When I was hitting on the computer, I still feel I was shaking.
然后主啊，你帮助我能够专心，能够找这个问题。
Help me to concentrate, Lord, to find out the problem.
我过去有经历，我一个礼拜大概一个礼拜我找不到问题。
I've in the past experienced that for a week I couldn't find a problem.
找不到解答。
I couldn't find an answer to this problem.
对，所以主就是这样子，我细节不讲，但主就这样子帮助我。
But I'm not going to go into details, but the Lord just helped me.
然后好像发亮，眼睛好像发亮一样。
It's like my eyes were brightened.
然后在我们称那种程序叫做 spaghetti.
We say that kind of program is spaghetti.
然后在 spaghetti 当中看到一线亮光。
But I saw a light in that spaghetti.
我说，哎呀，好像可以有解决方案。
Like there is a way to solve it.
对，两个小时我就把它解决了。
So I solved it in 2 hours.
那天实在感谢主。
I really thank the Lord that day.
所以弟兄姊妹，就算我们有高超的技术
，Brothers and sisters, even very good techniques and skillful.
就算我们能力非常好
if we are very good in our own way.
就算我们有各样的帮助，我们可以处理好各样的问题。
We have all the help. We can settle all the problems.
但当神把我们带到 绝境的时候。
But when the Lord brings us to our end,
他让我们学习能够信得过他。
He let us learn to be able to trust in Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要学习走这条信心的路。
We have to walk this way of the faith.
有时候我们信心的路，我们看见好像是环境在变，感谢主。
Sometimes in this world, we feel that you know, the circumstances are changing. We thank the Lord.
你千万不要忘记，是神也在我们心里面开路。
Do not forget that God is also opening up a way in our hearts.
我们一定要在这件事情上面走出一条路来。
We have to, through this thing, walk out the way.
当然是神为我们开路。
But the Lord opens up the way.
但是我们跟着主，感觉上我们走出一条路来。
And we follow the Lord and we walk out that way.
那弟兄姊妹不要忘记哈，在整件的这个大那个过红海的大戏里面。
Do not forget that in this picture.
还有一个很重要的角色。
That it has a role, a very important role.
法老的追兵。
That the Pharaoh's soldiers.
所以你会发现啊，很多时候神把我们带到绝境。
You realize that when the Lord brings us to an end.
那些仇敌呢，就开始在趁机会攻击我们了。
The enemy will use this opportunity to attack us.
他让我们怀疑。
It let us doubt.
让我们惧怕。
That we are afraid.
叫我们心中忧愁。
That we are sorrowful from within.
在那边各样的方法试探我们。
All kinds of ways to tempt us.
弟兄姊妹，其实他们碰不了我们的。
Brothers and sisters, in reality, they cannot touch us.
因为那个云柱火柱呢，在当中把我们隔开了。
Because the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire separates us from them.
但今天我们怕的是一件事情。
But today we are afraid of one thing.
我们看到红海，哎呀，过不没办法了。
We see the Red Sea, we have no help.
那我们只好。穿过那个云柱投降，这是我自己想象哈。穿过云柱跟他们投降。
Then we'll go through the pillar of cloud and surrender to the enemy.
我不晓得如果他们投降会有什么样的结果。
I do not know if they surrender, what would be the outcome be.
也许他们就把他们宰了。
Maybe they'll have been killed.
也许法老就说：“哎呀，好吧，那么就回到世界来吧。
”Maybe Pharaoh said, "Oh, come back to the world, come back to Egypt."
但不管怎么样
，No matter what，
这种情况仇敌都得胜。
No matter what, in such circumstances, the enemy have succeeded.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们当神安排环境。
When, brothers and sisters, when the Lord arranged our circumstances,
我们信得过他。
And we can trust in Him.
如果我们信不过他，你知道仇敌得胜。
If we are not able to trust in Him, then the enemy will be victorious.
如果信得过他
，If we can trust in Him,
稀奇得很。
It's amazing.
你走过信心的路，
you walk that path of the faith.
仇敌全部都被埋葬在水里。
All your enemy will be buried in the sea.
每一次经历信心，
every time you go through faith,
仇敌都得到羞辱。
The enemy is being put to shame.
神在这个上面得到他的荣耀。
And the Lord gained glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么可能能够击败最强的仇敌？
Brothers and sisters, how can we defeat the greatest enemy?
法老选了他们最精锐的这个军兵来追的。
Pharaoh has chosen his best soldiers.
但是感谢主。
That we thank the Lord.
只要我们愿意走信心的路。
If only we are willing to walk this road of faith.
我们可以在信心当中向仇敌夸胜。
That by faith we can claim the victory.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，就是今天我们所面对的仇敌呢，就是那个最邪恶可怕的仇敌，是一样。
Today the enemy that we face is the most evil one.
但是也请不要忘记。
And do not forget.
我们今天所信的神呢，跟那位开红海的神是同一位。
The God whom we believe today is the same who have opened up the way of the Red Sea.
对，我们所信的神呢，是那位造天地的神。
The one who have created the heaven and earth.
所以呢，我们能够信得过他。
That is why we can believe him.
很稀奇的，当他们过了红海之后。
And amazingly, when they walked through the Red Sea.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们的原本的埋怨。
That our murmur.
就变成了感谢和赞美。
Will become thanks and praises.
我们原本好像很忧愁、很低沉、很心中没有平静。
Before we are very sorrowful, we are very depressed, and we have no rest.
我们经过之后呢，我们发现神的生命那个丰富是真的。
But when we go through that, we will see that God's life is abundance is real.
他在我们里面呢， 叫我们这个魂得到拯救。
That he inside us will cause us our soul to be saved.
他那个丰富呢，更多的充满在我们这个人的心。
And his abundance will even more fill our hearts.
我们实在是感谢赞美主。
We really thank and praise our God.
因为他安排环境呢，叫我们这种怎么讲顽固的人呢，今天能够得着这个极大的救恩。
That he arranges all these circumstances that we, being so stubborn, can still have the salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们略略有经过红海的经历
，If you have experienced this Red Sea,
我们应该不会想回去啊。
Then we will not want to return.
我们愿意再多经历几次。
We want to experience it a few more times.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天想就是借着彼此勉励。
So brothers and sisters, I just want to use this to encourage us.
信心是一个好像很基本的功课。
Faith is a very, it seems like a basic lesson.
但是你会发现里面好多的事情。
But you see inside there's a lot of things.
信得过神。
You have to trust in the Lord.
因为他所安排的环境呢，都是他的美意。
Because all the circumstances that he arranges is in his plan.
信得过神。
Trust in him.
要我们脚要踏到红海里面。
We have to step into the Red Sea.
啊，经过的时候，我们来观看神在环境在我们身上做那个奇妙的神迹。
And when we go through it, we'll see that God in the circumstances and in ourselves will work out that miracle.
也许我们今天不是注意在什么外面的神迹。
Maybe we do not emphasize on the outward miracles.
但是我们看到一个弟兄或姊妹或是一个朋友。身上的生命被改变的时候
But when we see a brother or sister or friend and their lives have been changed
那个是最大的神迹
That is the greatest miracle
所以但愿主在我们身上做他荣耀的工作
May the Lord do his glorious work in us
他得到赞美
That he receive all the praises
仇敌得到一切的羞辱
And the enemy all the shame
我们最后有点祷告
Let us pray
主耶稣我们实在感谢你
Lord Jesus we really thank you
主啊你的确用你的巧妙的手段在地上引导我们
That Lord indeed use your amazing hand and lead us
主啊，你量给我们的主啊，都是你所看为最好的。
Lord, that you measure, you portion out for us is the best.
主啊，你知道我们这个人是难办的。
Lord, you know that we are these people are hard to deal with.
我们里面各样的软弱、各样的自夸的地方。
We have these weakness and a pride.
但是你要把我们从当中拯救出来。
And Lord, you're going to save us from all these.
好叫你的活泼丰盛的生命。在我们里面是又真又活的。
And Lord, that your life in us will be so real and living.
但愿我们彼此勉励。
And Lord, that we encourage one another.
能够走在这条信心的路上。
To walk on this way of faith.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 聚会上见。